السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين، صدق الله العظيم. Hello my kiram, most respected brothers and our sisters listening over the receivers. Over the past few Jumu'ahs, due to the bombing, the carnage, the pillage, the plunder, the destruction, the killing, the murder of innocent men, women and children, and even little babies in Palestine. So we have been discussing to some extent events in Palestine. But in today's Jumu'ah, it is going to be something very general, but it is relevant to each and every one of us. And that is that we have failed to introspect, we have failed to look within our own lives. What are our weaknesses and where are we heading? It is very easy to point fingers to people far away. We should be grateful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gave those brothers and sisters of ours such resilience, power, and that was due to nothing else except their iman. But now today we look at Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, what he said some 50 years ago. Tumhe ghere hai dushman, muslimo hushyar ho jao, raho bas ab na ghafil, musta'idde kar ho jao. پے ناموں سے دی سب متحد ایک بار ہو جاؤ، نہ ہو دنیا میں جس کی ڈال وہ تلوار ہو جاؤ. وی نو وٹ ڈسٹرکشن دا برٹش ور کازنگ ان انڈیا ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم. دیر از نو ٹائم ٹو گو ان ٹو اینی ڈیٹیلز، بٹ وٹ ہی سیز از دیٹ یو آر بینگ سراؤنڈیڈ بائی دا اینیمیز. او یو مسلم، get up, become aware of your surroundings, become aware of your situation, do not remain in a state of ghaflat and negligence. How long are you going to remain fast asleep? Far too long have you remained fast asleep. The time has come now to get up from that slumber and sleep and fulfill that responsibility and duty and obligation that is upon your shoulders as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm just giving you a lengthy explanation, but that is the meaning. For the sake of deen, he says, at least unite. Give up all this disunity and friction for the sake of deen, because you are surrounded by a common enemy. If we have to apply it to our present time, it is exactly the same thing. That everyone knows that we are surrounded by a common enemy. But still, there is no question of any kind of unity appearing on the horizon. So he says, Paye namu se di sab muttahid ek bar ho jao. For once, at least for the sake of deen, and get together, unite. نہ ہو دنیا میں جس کی ڈھال وہ تلوار ہو جاؤ. And become that sword which no shield in the world can protect, can ward off. The Sahaba Ikram رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اجمعین, they did not go with begging bowls in hands. Please come to our assistance, please come to our assistance. They were unconcerned about their numbers and what military might and power they had. With whatever they had the quwwat and the power of iman, And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them dominance and victory. It is recorded in history, authentically recorded. There is no other history that is so authentically recorded as the history of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'in of Islam. That we can have chain of narrators right from ourselves up to the Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned with regards to those authentic ahadith. سمجھ لینا محب ان کو نہ تم کہیں اب دل میں سمجھ لینا محب ان کو نہ اپنا تم کہیں دل میں بظاہر دوست ہے اور دشمن دنیا و دین دل میں سمجھ لینا محب ان کو نہ تم اپنا کہیں دل میں بظاہر دوست ہے اور دشمن دنیا و دین دل میں پیام صلح لب پر ہے براہ بغض کی دل میں پیام صلح لب پر ہے براہ بغض کی دل میں تمہاری اب یہ گنجائش ذرا رکھتے نہیں دل میں مسلمانوں اٹھو بحر عمل تیار ہو جاؤ نہیں اب وقت غفلت کا وسب بیدار ہو جاؤ. So don't ever consider them to have become your very sincere friends. They have become your bosom pals. Don't consider them to have suddenly have great amount of compassion and mercy and kindness in their hearts for you, that they are extending the hand of truce. As I said, this could have been mentioned in those days, but let us apply it to our time, what is happening in Palestine. Payam-e sulh lab par hai barah-e bughz o ki dil mein. He says, bazaahir dost hai, outwardly they are your friends, but in their hearts they've got nothing but malice against you. They are not your friends in the true sense of the word. Friends cannot cause destruction to the property, to the children of those who are friends. They are only interested in your oil wells, they are only interested in your gold and silver, and they are only interested in your support for their own purposes and for their own ends and for their own gains. But what can we do far away, feeling helpless and useless, because our voices do not reach those corridors where it should be reaching. And those kings who are with the palaces and with the oil wells and with the treasures, they do not want to lose out on their comfort zones. They do not want to risk their lives in jihad. For a Muslim, there is no question of risking. If he is successful, he is a ghazi. And if he passes away, he is a shaheed. But to remain aloof and to watch from the outside and to make a few statements of support, that is definitely not acceptable. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is watching. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who is making the decision. And the decision will come very soon, inshallah, when we will see a complete reversal. Imam Mahdi is going to come. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is going to come. All the signs of Qiyamah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, they are going to occur. And we truly believe that the time will come again when behind every tree and from every stone the voice will come, there's a Jew behind me. So the Zionists and the Jews can do what they want. But here we are crying about our own condition. That what is our condition? We do not expect the enemies to have great love and great amount of compassion and mercy for the Muslims. We do not expect them to do that. They will do their job, but are we doing our job? So he says, samajh lena muhibun ko na tum apna kahin dil mein. Don't suddenly consider them as great friends of yours that they have unilaterally declared a truce. I'm applying it to our times. They haven't become your friends. Bazaahir dost hai, just outwardly, it seems as if they have got suddenly some kind of mercy for you. Payaam-e sulh lab par hai, bara hai bughz-o ki dil mein. On the tongues there is nothing but extended hand of peace. They say we are extending our hand of peace. But in their hearts there is nothing but kina, this malice, this enmity, this hatred. If they can help it, they will devour you. If they can help it, they will take away all your territory. And if they can help it, they will destroy every infrastructure of yours. And they want to become dominant over your land. Tumhari ab ye gunjaish zara rakhte nahi dil mein. There is no concern anymore in their hearts for you. They have tested and tried the waters and they have seen that nobody comes to your help and assistance. Even your own families and your brothers and your neighbors in the States, nobody seems to be saying anything. Those regimes around you, they are also observers. They have all been given observer status. The Israelis have tested it. They have gone right into Gaza and Palestine and done whatever they have to do over the years, and they have seen that nobody really does much besides conferences, conventions, besides seminars, besides some protest marches, and besides some medical aid, and besides some material assistance. These countries that are surrounding the territory, they are not going to come to any assistance and help. They do not want to leave their comfort zones. The Israelis have seen that. So therefore he says, don't suddenly consider them to have, be having some great love and sympathy for you. That they're saying that they, we are opening a little bit of border here and a little bit of border there. But who is to be blamed for it? That is the issue. Kabhi wo waqt bhi tha jab ye tha sara diyar apna kisi shay par magar baqi nahi ab ikhtiyar apna. Ha, oh you Muslims, think of those glorious days of Islam when everything was under your domination and control, when you were even ruling over Spain. The Roman Empire, the Persian Empire were at your feet. As far as Arabia is concerned, it was conquered very early. Everyone's heart turned towards Islam. Say, kisi shay par magar baqi nahi ab ikhtiyar apna. No matter how much you say that this country is mine, that country is mine, and the Muslim owns so much of wealth, and the Muslim has got so much of oil wealth, and the Muslim has got so much of gold mines, and the Muslim has got so much of palaces, and you can say what you like, how much of military might and how much of strength you have. Iraq at one time was considered to be the most strongest Muslim power. 1 million strong army. What happened? Kisi par nahi baqi. There is no control over anything left. You have become nothing but puppets whose strings are being pulled from the Western world. The USA, Europe, Britain. That material aid that they are giving, they know why they are giving that. Why didn't they come to the assistance of those people when they were watching, those who watch the TV or those who watch those programs? They must have seen so much of destruction that was caused by the different kinds of bombs. There's no time to go into the details of the destruction and what kind of bombs and what were they used. They say, kisi shay par magar baqi nahi ab ikhtiyar apna. You don't seem to have got control over anything now. Saza ye ab ghairo ka hai, bilkul kahein go hum hazar apna. No matter how much you say it is ours, nothing is yours. It is all belonging to those who are pulling the strings from the outside. Because you have to submit yourself to their will and their desire. For everything you have to look up to them. For instruction and for direction. Saza iski hai kyun choda wo islami shiar apna. That is the punishment, that why have you given up the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Until the Muslim governments ruled with Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them not only victory and dominance, but Islam spread throughout the world. People were coming into the fold of Islam because they could see the beautiful teachings of Islam in practice. The peace, the tranquility, the serenity, the joy, the happiness that even the non-Muslims enjoyed under Muslim rule. They were desirous that the Muslims must continue ruling. It is only the outside forces, because they want territory, they want wealth. So he says, no matter how much you say that it is ours, but nothing is yours now anymore. And the punishment is because you have no more considered the Quran and Sunnah important in your lives. Take Saudi Arabia, take Egypt, take Iraq, take Iran, take all these countries which claim to be Muslim countries, and see how much of Islam is there in those countries. We want to take a little bit of Islam, a little bit of values of the Kuffar and the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara, and make a hodgepodge kind of deen, and then we say that we want to rule. So he said, this is the punishment for that, that you are now suppressed. You can have the best aircraft, you can have the best jet fighters, and you can have the best navy and everything at your command, but you are absolutely useless. Nothing belongs to you. You can't use any of those things, nothing. It's like many people, they own the best of guns, but they just don't have the himmat and courage to use it, even when they are confronted by armed robbers. You've got the best of gun, but you can't use it because you fear the robber. So he said, that is what your condition is. But what is the reason for all this type of suppression?
کہیں اے مسلمانوں یہ اختلافوں کا زمانہ ہے خبر بھی ہے تمہارے در پر ایذائے زمانہ ہے ذرا دیکھو تو تم کیا وقت ہے کیسا زمانہ ہے تمہاری خانہ جنگی پر اجی ہستا زمانہ ہے
او مسلم از دس اے ٹائم ناؤ for all your differences and for your division and for your fragmentation and for your fights and for your quarrels and for your disputes and for your arguments. Is this the time for that now? Now don't only think of the international level and don't only think of the Muslim countries and their fights and quarrels and arguments. Start from our own homes and then progress further. Two brothers cannot live happily. Mother and daughter cannot live happily. Parents and children no more happy. Brothers and sisters at war. Families ending up in courts with big, big disputes. Nobody can seem to resolve problems outside the court anymore. So our homes are on fire. Our society on fire. Our nation on fire. After that you can talk about the international community. But we know fully well, and who does not know, that whilst Gaza was being bombed and blasted and up till now it's carrying on, the neighbors were also Palestinians. They too could not come to the assistance and help of their own brothers because they belong to the Mahmoud Abbas party and Fatah group. Is this the time for those kind of division and that kind of friction? Can you watch your own children, your own families, your own brothers, your own sisters being destroyed and you say they're not our party? That's that nationalism that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tried to destroy. My party, my party. We are the party of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore we have to look, and then outside look at all the Arab states that are around there. They have great love for Arab brothers, but because of the strings being pulled from Europe and America, nobody has the strength and nobody has the courage to come to the assistance of those helpless people. So he says, kahi musalmano ye ikhtilafon ka zamana hai. Is this now the time for all those frictions and disunity? The ulama also, there can be no problem with differences of opinion, but you express your opinion, the other alim expresses his opinion. One mufti expresses his opinion, the other expresses his opinion. Finish over. But calling names and calling, going to the extent that it is now going, And the same with all other societies, organizations. Everywhere there is nothing but disunity, friction, division. And nobody wants to even reduce that friction by saying, well, oh, come to some kind of a negotiating table, come to some kind of a solution to the problem. Extend the hand of unity. Defer on whatever issue you wish to defer. But don't make it reach the stage of fight and quarrels and arguments. So whether it is from the top level of our dini platforms or at our individual level in our homes and our businesses and everywhere, he says, Musalmano, oh you Muslims, is this the time for all that? Do you still have the luxury of all this kind of division and disunity and fights and quarrels and arguments over petty, petty things, husband and wife fighting and fighting and fighting, petty, petty things, children and parents, brothers and sisters, family members and the societies? Go around the world and see what is happening. I delivered one talk in Dublin Jummah Masjid one day, one Jummah. But before my talk, the Imam Sahib got up and he said, brothers, last week that incident that took place here was very, very saddening. One person came from Christianity into Islam. And he was sick and tired of all that Protestant and Catholic and this and that and everything. So he came into Islam. But when he came to our masjid last Jumu'ah, at that stage I didn't know what had happened the Friday before that. So he said when he came and he saw us, because of that election of trustees that was going to take place, we were at loggerheads. And people were raising their voices and there was some kind of fight that took place there. That person who came into Islam, he says, thank you very much. And he made a salam and he went. He says, I don't need coming into a religion where this is the situation. I thought I left a religion full of division and disunity and quarrels and I came into a deen or religion which propagated peace and unity. But what I saw in the masjid on the very first Jumu'ah of mine, it disheartened me and disillusioned me and I've given up my Islam. Ah, what a heartbreak that was. So therefore he says, is this the time for that? When you know that the whole world is surrounding you, when the forces are there at your necks, and at that time you still got the luxury of all this kind of division and disunity in your homes and in society, and the Muslim nations. Tumhare khana jangi par aji hasta zamana hai. He says, whether you like it or not, but your enemies are having a good laugh. We'll stop here today. We'll say, whether you like it or not, but your enemies are having a good laugh. They know that you can never unite and fight us. So kufr is uniting. Kufr of the world is uniting. There was no question of unity between Jews and Christians at one time, but they are uniting. Those who were at loggerheads and those who were at the throat of others and those who were at war with others, but they are all uniting. And those who should have been united are all disunited. So he says that is the saza of that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us an understanding, a realization that we have to bring about a change in our lives. And when a majority of the Muslim community will bring about that change, then Allah ta'ala will bring about the change. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the pain, the suffering, the difficulty, the hardship and the problem with the people of Palestine and all around the world wherever the ummah is being harassed and suppressed and oppressed. We must make dua, Allah ta'ala give those zalims hidayat. And if hidayat is not in the muqaddar and destined for them, then Allah ta'ala must destroy them like the Aad and the Samud. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.